So, about a year ago, a time like this last year or earlier, I was with my friends and we were having fun, but I was supposed to meet the guy that I was currently seeing for dinner. So one thing happened and time lapsed because I was drinking with my friends and I ended up missing the dinner, but it's completely honest and the kind of relationship we had, or rather, like the kind of situation we were in. He knew I wasn't out being shady. He just knew I was with my friends. Because I was pretty faithful, and the type of personality that I have, I find it very difficult to disrespect or to hurt people intentionally. So that day, when I checked the time, I was so shocked, but I knew where I'd get him because he was working that night. So I rushed, I texted him, "I'm coming to you, baby," and I rushed to him, to apologize and to get to see him. Like, it wasn't gonna be such a big deal. He's got out of lunch before, and I totally understood it also, because, I know, like, the kind of work we're in, it's, you could get anything come at you impromptu. So, yeah, I was very understanding, and it wasn't a big deal, because, of course, I trusted him. And I know for sure that he trusted me, or rather, I think he did. But when I showed up where he was at the club. I found him with another woman. And he was kissing her in front of me. They were lovey-dovey. And I was so confused because I had been drinking with my friends. But when I saw him, I was like, "What? Okay, maybe nimelewa." So I decided, like, to go closer and to ask him, and it just became crazy. And then I ended up finding out that he's been seeing this girl while he was seeing me, and not just like her, tulikuwa a bunch of other girls also. Like, I started finding out as, when sasa I started finding out umseme kwa kinichezea. The whole time I was so convinced he liked me because he said it. And okay, it's just a lot. Because when I think about it, I think about how many times I have been disrespected by men because of other women, or because not ati I'm blaming other women. Like, I mean, like, their reason for disrespecting me was they were already involved with someone else, and maybe they wanted to show out to this other person. So that day, it reminded me of the times I opened up to this guy, like telling him about everything I had been through before and everything, like with my exes, the way I'd been played, cheated on, hurt, left alone, the way I had been embarrassed, disrespected, abused emotionally, physically. Like, I just opened up to him. And you see, that's why I trusted him, because I thought this shit was gonna be different for real, for real. That night also reminded me of the time where a year before that, when I was seeing someone else, I woke up in the morning and I checked my messages, and I opened one particular message, which was from someone I wasn't talking to Sana, but he had sent me a bunch of pictures. So I opened my messages, and the pictures were pictures of the guy I was seeing heading over to the airport to surprise his fiance 2 days after we'd just come from a vacation. Sound kind of movie, right? So this guy I was seeing before that, before the guy for last year, so the guy for the other year, he was still with his fiance, and I had no idea. Like, they were serious and they were like fixing things and they were gonna get back together. So I found out over messages I was sent by my friend. But that wasn't even crazy, because hapo sikukuwa very emotionally invested. So let's talk about the year before that, when, or rather, like 2 years before that, when the guy I was seeing at that time had basically moved in with his new girlfriend when he was my boyfriend. He lived in his her house. He was with her every day. They basically like had a whole full-blown relationship going on, and I had no idea. And all these things, like, okay, yeah, of course, like, I've healed and I've dealt with stuff and I've, you know, learned to let go, forgive, yada, yada, yada. But I was just thinking about how all these men, in one way or another, put me in a silent competition with women I had nothing to do with. I didn't know these women. I didn't know where they're from. I didn't know if they knew me. I didn't know nothing about them. But there was some sworn enmity, like, ever since I figured out this is the shit these men were doing to me. I found out that I was being put in a situation where I was starting to hate women. I was starting to hate women I knew nothing about. But in real sense, it's not even about them. Like, it's not even about these women or anything they've done. I don't care whether they knew that I was involved with these guys or, like, that's none of my business. And that's not even, like, part, like, the issue right now. The issue is that I was so blind that the first thing that ever came to my mind was I had to compete with these women for these men. I had to be prettier. I had to look sexier. I had to always show up and try and take this man from them again, or I had to always like be in constant competition with these women, because, you know, they can't catch me slipping, they can't catch me looking funny, they can't catch me. I was always in this constant competition with people who probably don't even give a fuck about me, probably whether they knew I existed or not, like, it didn't even matter, you get. So let me tell you something about when you are ever in a situation where a girl is maybe getting with your man, or maybe there's some type of beef, or maybe you feel like you need to compete with women because a man has put you in a situation where you feel worthless and like all these women are better than you because wame choose how my dame kuku embarrass over, or wame kuacha kwa sababu ya these women. Listen, first of all, men never leave people that they care about. They never leave women or even friendships which they know are secure and they can see a future in. They never leave situations that they actually give a fuck about. They never leave women who they see themselves having a future with. And let me dial that back, because I try not to speak for men or to speak for women or to say but I'll say from my research and from talking to a few men and from watching stuff on the internet, I've gathered that men are very intentional and you need to listen when they're showing you their actions. Listen to their actions. And what that means is that watch them. Check out what they're doing. Check out how they treat you. Check out how, please don't be blind. So once you figure out how to do that, then you realize that this silent competition with other women that they've been constantly putting you in is nonsense. Please do not let anyone make you feel like you're less, because all of you are in a circus and all of you are playing to the same pipe. All of you are just being fiddled around by someone who doesn't give a fuck about all of you. And you end up hating each other when really y'all can become better without the guy that's putting you in this competition. So please don't be bothered by other women. Other women out. That's what insecure people do. They love to feel a validation from multiple people trying to give them attention and fighting for them. And baby girl, you're different. You're better than that. You're better than a girl who's gonna try and bring down another woman because of a man. because of a man. You know, like, these niggas will have you out there doing the most crazy shit, trying to fight women or getting angry all the time or being in this stupid constant competition with people who don't even matter in your life. And before you even start talking shit about this other person, you need to realize that you will play the same way. Like, you're just as dumb as they are. You're just in the same situation that they are. And whether they know or not, this is now like your cue to just be the bigger person and to alienate the situation. Jitoe kwa yo situation. Jitoe. Don't stay in situations where people are making you choose. People are making you feel like they're at a crossroads and they have to choose between you and someone else. Because for real, if they wanted you, like, they would have acted right and they would have respected you even more. Because what happened to me after I realized that these men were the problem, that these men are the ones who had a lot of shit to deal with and to work on themselves, like, even before I ever allowed them into my lives, is that it's not my problem. It's not my problem that they ended up lying to me. It's not my problem that they think other people are better than me. It's literally has nothing to do with me, but it's okay. I accepted it and I moved on graciously. So essentially, like, what I wanted to pass across, like, the message I wanted to pass across, especially to you women, is please don't fight other women over men. Please don't stay in silent competition with other women because you think you're better than them. Ama Sidri, they're better than you, Sidri, over a guy. Please don't reduce yourself to such shit. Boss up. Move with grace. Be confident. Do not seek closure or explanations. Their actions already showed you what they felt and what they really think about you. Take that as your answer and move on. And I know I throw the words move on loosely all the time and a lot, like, it's the easiest thing to do, but trust me, I know it's difficult, and that's why I say move on. Like, it's better you just start now than uanze kulia, because how long, like, do you want to stay with someone who never picks you, never defends you, never changes, never fixes themselves? But the one thing that they're very good at is choosing other people over you all the time, constantly collecting enemies for you, making Siji, Shiro, and Wambo, and Akini from where I look at you badly all the time, because it's always drama. You don't need that bullshit. Just walk away. There's no use hating the other woman. If anything, you're supposed to be hating your man.